I'm joined by Paul Prescott of Warwick University. We've just been to a special screening of the new Coriolanus film directed by and starring Ralph Fiennes at the Stratford Picture House. There were about 200 friends of the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust and friends of the Picture House there. And we seemed really to enjoy it on the whole. I mean, I really liked it. What did you most admire about it, Paul?
Oh, lots of things. I think it's a film that completely remakes the reputation of this play, or makes the reputation of this play for a whole generation. I think Coriolanus will be a different play because of this film. I think my sense in cinema was that a lot of people were enjoying it. Enjoyment is a difficult word to use because it's a very grim play, as people probably know, and in many respects this is an unflinching production of it. So the enjoyment was of an interesting kind. But I think on the whole, it's a really triumphant film. I think it has a great integrity. What it does, if you haven't heard about it yet, is it updates the action of the play to something like modern-day Balkans or somewhere that's suffering kind of civil strife. But it's a society in which everything is mediated by 24-hour news, and yet you have people who are warriors, like the central character Coriolanus.
Within that, the film found a language of a really familiar genre, as it were, of television reporting about war and revolution and conflict, which sort of eased our way into the film. And then we were made aware that the person watching the televisual perspective was none other than his enemy, Tullus Aufidius, from the Volscian side. But that language of news reporting continued. There was a handheld camera used for a lot of the film. Jon Snow made a surprising appearance as a news reporter.
Yes, not as himself somehow, but as a news reporter. Yes, it was kind of mashup of different genres in a way. We had an action movie, because that's partly what Shakespeare's play is an action play. We had a family drama. We had a political thriller. Some wonderful sort of behind-the-scenes politicking going on. Brian Cox plays an old hander, old sort of Westminster hand, who is tremendous in the film.
As Menenius,
yes, the kind of surrogate father figure for Caius Martius. So it's a very interesting mashup of styles and genres that we're all familiar with, which is a way of making this an incredibly, really, accessible film, considering we're talking about one of Shakespeare's most difficult plays, one of his most thorny tragedies.
And at the centre of it is Ralph Fiennes, who, I just said a moment ago, his performance is just about as big as it could possibly be for the screen, by which I mean that it's overtly theatrical. He's relishing the language. He's making us hear, in a way, his pleasure of the sounds of the words without being self-indulgent. He treads that fine line of heightening the language and yet making it real for the film medium, and then that allows space for him really to explode at key moments, which the play requires.
Yes, he does the silence and the menacing and the patrician glowering incredibly well. We knew that already, I suppose, about him as an actor. But he also has these tremendous incandescent rages, which are fantastic.
Someone who didn't speak in the discussion just now said to me on the way out that they didn't really care whether he lived or died at the end. It was their first experience of the film. Just your reaction to that kind of comment. I mean, it's perfectly valid, but if it's your first experience of Coriolanus, do you think the film really is perhaps as sympathetic to him as it might be?
I think it probably is, without unbalancing the play. It's a tremendously delicately balanced play. It's a play about a clash of voices, a hero that has a people against it and a people that has a hero against it. And so I think if you cared too much about him, that would be a bad sign.
Right, so we've been pushed away from that.
The film had pushed us too much towards a schmaltzy kind of Hollywood treatment.
And of course, Vanessa Redgrave as his mother, the central relationship, really, I thought she was stunning. I noticed how she wore blue through most of the film until he was banished when she moved into black. So there was something kind of quasi monstrous yet Virgin Mary about her as this monstrous mother, and then she became this figure of mourning. And that moment at the end where the three women and the son go to plead with him does become a kind of more of a set tableau. I noticed that the camera did not shake at that point. It was fixed on much more fixed. So that was kind of quite manipulative of how we'd been encouraged to view the film.
Yeah,
privileged that moment.
Yes, it's a very sure-footed film. Considering this is Fiennes' directorial debut, it's a wonderfully sure-footed film.
So lots to admire. It's great to see Ralph Fiennes doing all that. Paul Prescott, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.